incense on the deity nigh. Prayer and praising on and raising, worshipping God Most High.
O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Myrrh is mine, its perfume so sweet. Blessed child, we kneel at thy feet. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to the heavens repeats.
O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Just let you in. Grab a rose by its stem, and you will learn in that moment. You can't just reach out and take what isn't yours. The pain subsides, but you still want more, 'cause the poison tastes better than the cure. There's always more. There's always more. There's always more than meets the eye. You say you're a human being, and just because you're alive, you deserve to be loved, deserve to be loved. Cloud by its mane, you will learn in that moment that it takes more than desire to make it rain. Your intentions may be pure as your path is refracted and obscure. 'Cause there's always more, there's always more, there's always more. There's more, there's always more, there's always more than meets the eye. You say you're a human being, and just because you're alive, you deserve to be loved, deserve to be loved.
Thank you. Why can't I seem to hold my head up high? It must be the devil in my ear. I'm not good enough, so what's the use? Self-medicating, self-abuse. It must be the devil in my ear. I'm trying to push them all away, but those thoughts, they stick around. Having on my pain, and they keep bringing me down. I pray to God for peace of mind, for the gloom to disappear. I can't find a cause to live with the devil in my. It must be the devil in my head. Depression and anxiety, I can't shake the grip that they got on me. I know the devil's gotten in my brain. I try to push them all away, but those thoughts, they stick around. Can't find a cause to live with the devil in my head up high. It must be the devil in my ear. I don't wanna die, I wanna live, but my life can't go on like this. Not another day with the devil in my ear. Well, not another day with the devil in my ear. Not another day.
For spiritual uplift, a time for oneness with the universe and Donovan. It is not a time for heavy drinking, overeating, and casual sex with farm animals. That's out of the question. So be warned, David Pegg. This is a piece called Christmas Song. David Mattox on the Glockenspiel.
A lowly cattle shed hand. Where a mother can hold her baby, you do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll love when I tell you to take a running jump. You're missing the point, I'm sure does not need making. The Christmas spirit is not what you drink. So how can you love when your own mother's hungry? And how can you smile when the reason's first spine? Just messed up your thoughtless pleasures. Remember, if you wish, this is just a Christmas song.
Hey, Santa, pass us that bottle, will you?
Strain my sweater, fix my spine, step up in line. I'm ordering food high, and I don't know why I'm so nervous. I won't make it, 'cause that's my favorite waitress. Those big brown eyes, I don't know what I ordered, but she's smiling like I can't afford it. Ooh. Right. Addicted to TED Talks, waiting for liftoff, but I don't know if it's doing much, 'cause I just lost my mind in the fluorescent lights. All my life in my mind, a river running free like rabbits. But truly, fix me a blue sky in the warm sun, I'll be back now. Julia, how long till I'm all gone? 'Cause here I am just stumbling down Elysian fields, the Spanish moss and the southern.
WMFO. It's the Christmas Acoustic Sailing Show. That was Mount Joy with Julia. How long? How long? Great stuff there. We also heard the Red Clay Strays and Jethro Tull, the Mommy Heads, Irish Rovers. We like to play it all. We like to mix it up and play it just for you. Here's a PSA. It's about Somerville Cares About Prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guest. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Let's carry on with the Christmas music. Here's a song by Sting. You know Sting, the guy from The Police. Here's a song just by him. It's called Gabriel's Message.
Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. Ah, hail, said he, thou the holy maiden Mary, most highly favored lady. Thou shalt be our generation's Lord and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel by seas foretold, most highly favored lady. God, she said, my soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady.
Gabriel's Message, that's from a CD by Sting called If On a Winter's Night. It's our Christmas special, and here's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Yeah, take me to the Christmas tree, and I'm off to the Civil War. This is the Who, this is the Kid. Merry Christmas!
I've got my clipboard, textbooks, lead me to the station, yeah, I'm off. Hard work.
You still do Sly Stallone?
Yeah, I used to do a routine about Sly Stallone and Alan Bennett in the same film. which was... this is quite interesting that I'm actually being able to reuse 30-year-old material on television. Yeah, I used to hear Sylvester Stallone sort of saying, you know, doing a lot of swearing like that, talking about it. I just had one of those days, you know, and his mother loving came out of Buster's ass. What about you? I had one of those days. What about you, Alan?
Yes, I've had one of those days, too. The mother sent me to the corner shop for a packet of lemon puffs and I came back.
rolled out of bed and ran to the police station. When my papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what the mama saw, it was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Oh, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. Taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. But the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priests come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. Oh, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. I see me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Oh, yes indeed. That was a one-man band. That was Paul Simon singing Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. That's Bob Marley coming up. This is the Christmas show. Hope you're having a wonderful time. I know the kids are waiting for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. We heard Paul Horn, Spittin' Minis. We heard The Who. We heard Sting. We heard Paul Simon. And now it's Bob Marley. I'm still waiting.
Set on my feet won't keep me up anymore. Would I ever let it be? My heart beats, girl. It's not at your door. I just wanna love you, and I'm never gonna hurt you, girl.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, día.
1.234.967.890.
Back to him, but I kept delaying. I never did anything about it. Then Christmas rolls around. I'm stuck with nothing to do. Vinny was going to invite me over, but his mother got sick, and he and his wife had to go down to Miami at the last minute. So I'm sitting in my apartment that morning, feeling a little sorry for myself. And then I see Roger Goodwin's wallet lying on a shelf. I figure, what the hell? Why not do something nice for once? I put on my coat and I go out to return the wallet. The address is somewhere in Boreham Hill, somewhere in the projects. It was freezing out that day, I remember, and I kept getting lost trying to find the right building. Everything looks the same in that place. And you keep going over the same ground, thinking you're somewhere else. Anyway, I finally got to the building I was looking for, the apartment I was looking for, and I ring the bell. Nothing happens. I assume no one's there. I ring again just to make sure. And just as I'm about to give up, I wait a little longer, and I hear someone shuffling to the door. An old woman's voice asks, "Who's there?" And I say, "I'm looking for Roger Goodwin." "Is that you, Roger?" she says. And then she undoes about 15 locks and opens the door. She's got to be at least 80, maybe 90 years old. And the first thing I noticed about her is she's blind. "I knew you'd come, Roger," she says. "I knew you wouldn't forget your granny Ethel on Christmas." And then she opens her arms as if she's about to hug me. I don't have much time to think, you understand. I had to say something real fast. And before I knew what was happening, I could hear the words coming out of my mouth. "That's right, Granny Ethel," I said. "I came back to see you on Christmas." Don't ask me why I said it. I don't have any idea. It just came out that way. Suddenly, this old lady's hugging me there in front of the door, and I'm hugging her back. It was as if we both decided to play this game without having to discuss the rules. I mean, she knew I wasn't her grandson. She was old and dotty, but she wasn't so far gone that she couldn't tell a complete stranger from her own flesh and blood. But it made her happy to pretend. Since I had nothing better to do, I was happy to go along with her. So, we both go into the apartment. We spend the day together. Every time she asked me how I was doing, I would lie to her. I told her I had found a good job in a cigar store. I told her I was about to get married. I told her 100 pretty stories, and she made like she believed every one of them. "That's fine, Roger," she would say, nodding her head and smiling. "I always knew things would turn out for you." Well, after a while, I started getting hungry. Since there was no food in the house, I went out to a store in the neighborhood and I picked up a whole bunch of stuff. A pre-cooked chicken, vegetable soup, a bucket of potato salad, a whole bunch of stuff. Granny Ethel had a couple of bottles of wine stashed in the bedroom. And so both of us together managed to put together a fairly decent Christmas dinner. We both got a little tipsy from the wine, I remember. And after the meal was over, we went out to sit in the living room where the chairs were more comfortable. I had to take a pee, so I excused myself, and I went to the bathroom down the hallway. And that's when things took another turn. It was ditzy enough doing my little jig as Granny Ethel's grandson, but what I did then was particularly crazy, and I've never forgiven myself since. I go into the bathroom, and stacked up against the wall next to the shower, I see a pile of 6 or 7 cameras. Brand new, 35mm cameras, still in their boxes. I've never taken a picture in my life, much less ever stolen anything. But once I see those cameras sitting there in the bathroom, I decide I want one of them for myself. Just like that. And without even thinking about it, I pick up one of the cameras, tuck it under my arm, and go out back to the living room. I wasn't gone more than 3 minutes. But in that time, Granny Ethel had fallen asleep. Too much Chianti, I suppose. I went out to the kitchen to wash the dishes. She slept through the whole racket, snoring away like a baby. There was no point in disturbing her, so I decided to leave. I couldn't even write her a letter to say goodbye, seeing that she was blind and all. So I just left. I put her grandson's wallet on a table, picked up the camera again, and walked out of the apartment.
That's from Smoke. That was Harvey Keitel telling a great Christmas story. Right now is Adam Sherman and then the Rundown.
Give me a heart and give me a home. Give me some time, 'cause I've been alone. You're not like anyone I've ever known. Tomorrow can't come soon enough. Tomorrow's all. Flowers and you bring me the sun. We'll talk for hours, even though we've just begun. You see the valley where I come from. Tomorrow can't come soon enough. Tomorrow's all I'm thinking of. Just like a downpour upon my lonely life, and I find I'm not alone anymore. You give me reason to stay in the game, and you're not teasing when you say there'll be rain. But I don't mind as long as I see you again. Tomorrow can't come soon enough. Tomorrow's all I'm thinking of. Light, just like a downpour upon my lonely life, and I find I'm not alone anymore. Yeah, light, just like a downpour upon my lonely life, and I find I'm not alone anymore.
O'clock hour with, I'll tell you right now, it was the Irish Rovers. We heard We Three Kings from Songs of Christmas, and it's kind of funny, instead of Moor and Mountain, it was Mad Mountain, the Irish brogue. And then it was the Mommy Heads with Human Being from their latest release, One-Eyed Band, from 2024. Going out to Russ, we heard the Red Clay Strays with Devil in My Ear from Made These Moments, made by These Moments. We're Jethro Tull with a Christmas song from A Little Light Music. Mountjoy was in there with Julia, their single, Julia. From quite a few years ago, we heard Sting do Gabriel's Message from If on a Winter's Night. We heard The Who with Slip Kid from 30 Years of Maximum R&B. The Spittin' Vinnies sang their single Drink to Boston. We heard Paul Horn with We Three Kings of Orient Are from a collection that I always loved. It's called Jingle Bell Jazz. We heard Paul Simon all by himself doing Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard from Live Ryman. We heard Barb Molly with I'm Still Waiting from Songs of Freedom, CD number one. The Beatles gave us You Really Got a Hold on Me from Anthology. Kraftwerk gave us Numbers from Minimum Maximum. We heard Lorena McKennitt with Greensleeves from The Visit. We heard a bit from the film Smoke, Harvey Keitel telling a wonderful Christmas story. Then it was Adam Sherman with Downpour from New Singles for Radio. And this is John Coltrane with Soul Eyes from The Gentle Side of John Coltrane. Okay, folks, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and have great holidays. No matter what you do, be safe, be strong, be smart, and refill your love jar. This is WMFO in Medford. I will talk to you after Christmas, and so peace be with you, goodwill toward men, and love your family and friends. This is WMFO in Medford. Keep it locked here. Thank you all for listening. You are listening to WMFO Medford.
Give me life, keep me free from birth. give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me a light, give me light, give me free from birth, from birth. Give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
Out to play.